live from Chicago. This is Open Line. Good evening and welcome to our program. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Increasingly in the church today, there are many who do not accept the absolute authority of God. From our view of Scripture to what we believe about the role of government to what we believe about how to solve our own problems, there's a fundamental lack of respect for the authority of God and His Word. Well, tonight on Open Line, our guest calls us back to the foundation of faith that God is the absolute and ultimate authority in the universe, and the implications shape everything around us. Pastor John Kitchen is the author of Embracing Authority, The Challenge of Living God's Way in God's World. John, good evening. Welcome to Open Line.
Thank you, Wayne. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
As you've noted in the book, John, in both culture and the church, we seem to be marching to the beat of a different drummer. Anything that will excuse us from God's authority, you identify this even as an aversion to authority.
I think it is indeed that. It just shows up in so many of the strata of our daily lives that our natural heart, our natural bent away from God and toward our own autonomy reveals itself in just about every area of our lives. And it is indeed that. It's an aversion. We shy away from it, and we're polarized against it.
You write about the fact that we celebrate rebellion and a rebellious spirit. We hold that as a higher value than God's authority.
We really do. I think in the culture at large, we see it everywhere. See it amazingly in the advertising world, how often the motif of rebellion is used to sell products. You can see it from the Rebel camera that the tennis star Andre Agassi sells, and mm-hmm. to a variety of other commercials that are played. You know, Burger King had their commercial. You've got to break the rules, and there's perfume commercial and says join the uprising, and it's just everywhere you look. The reemergence of James Dean, the rebel without a cause, his picture's everywhere and used in advertising all the time, and we celebrate that, and it sells product.
Of course, that is a concern of ours and one that we will address here tonight. But even more of a concern is the fact that the church, the body of Christ, we're losing our grip on the authority. We'll talk about this in detail tonight, but just give us the big picture of what you see is happening.
Well, it, of course, involves some big picture things like debates about doctrine, what part the Word of God really does play in the lives of the individual believer, and then as the church as a whole, issues within individual churches of authority and leadership and submission and following. And I think it just comes down to some very nitty-gritty everyday things that show up in our attitudes and how we relate to one another, whether it's in the home or whether it's in the churches, and the subtle ways that our resistance to authority shows up in just everyday interchanges we have with one another.
There's always going to be different interpretations of, different things in Scripture, but that's not what you're talking about, is it?
No, I'm not. Certainly, we, under Christ, don't always get our I's and T's dotted and crossed exactly the same as one another on some of the what we might call more peripheral issues. But this is a matter of attitude as much as anything that that I gladly come under the submission, the authority of God's word in a submissive spirit, a submissive heart, and the variety of ways that authority of God confronts my life.
Mm-hmm. We are live tonight, and we are taking your phone calls, inviting them now. If you'd like to talk with Pastor John Kitchen here tonight, the author of Embracing Authority, our phone number 312-329-4460. When you call, you're not left on hold a long time. We call you back when it's time to go on the air, 312-329-4460. One more thing by way of introduction, John, and you touched on this in our conversation before we went on the air tonight. This is not a negative. You view this as a positive. Submitting to the authority of God is a positive thing. I think we lose sight of that.
I think we do. I think it's our natural, sinful human nature that sees it, first of all, as a negative thing, then wants to cast it as a negative thing so we can excuse ourselves for not submitting. But I think the most beautiful thing in the world is the great, glorious, sovereign majesty of God, God in all of his glory, and the fullness of his attributes and everything that we know of him from Scripture. how could that not be a beautiful thing when submitted to with a willing spirit to the God of the universe? That's a beautiful and wonderful thing, and too often we do cast it in dark tones and see it as a big negative and wonder what somebody's agenda is when they start talking about authority.
Hmm. Our greatest good and our greatest happiness is going to be in submitting to that authority. That's your message, isn't it?
Well, it is. My basic understanding as I come to Scripture is that, as I say at the opening of the book, there is only one throne and God is on it. That's a worldview statement. And I think it's a scriptural worldview statement. There's only one throne, and God is on that. Now, if that's true, then our greatest blessing and good, as you say, is going to come when we submit to Him. This is His world. He created it. He sovereignly rules it. There are a great many things we don't understand about the way He chooses to administrate His universe. We have questions about many of those things. But if indeed this is His world, and if indeed He is the God the Bible describes, then to live outside of a submissive relationship to Him is not only to court disaster, I think, for ourselves. It's really to live in a make-believe world that doesn't exist, and we've set ourselves adrift in God's world without God, and just are determined that we are going to be able to make life be what we want it to be, and that's just never going to happen.
It's a consequence of our fall and the fall of man, our sin, our personal sin, that we think we can solve our own problems and leave God out of the equation.
It certainly is. And, from the very beginning, once sin entered the human race, there's been this I will about us. I will do that. You know, that was, I think, Lucifer's great desire when he fell. You know, I will ascend to the Mount of Assembly. I will be like God Most High, and that's exactly the temptation that was given in the garden. You will be like God. You can be the autonomous one who, around whom all things orbit, and you can control and manipulate your world into what you want it to be. And that shows itself in such a variety of ways, some of which are very obviously dark to some of us, and some of which are very easily passed off as rather sanctimonious and religious, I think, too.
I'd like to mention this by way of introduction. We'll come back to it later, but there are tremendous implications then for how we proclaim the Word and how we proclaim this truth of God's absolute authority, especially those of you who are in the pulpits and how you handle the Word.
Absolutely. I believe that we rest under an awesome, really impossible, apart from God, an impossible task and calling to somehow step in at those moments when God calls us to preach His Word and do like it says in Peter, speak as though you speak the very words of God. This book that He gives us is an amazing gift. It is His revealed will to us. And to take that and to speak that to people is not something to be taken lightly. It requires great diligent work and seeking and study and preparation. It requires the anointing of the Spirit at the moment. And somehow in there, despite us, the Lord seems to do a great work through the preaching of His Word. And I think we as pastors have to settle in our hearts what this book is and what God requires of us as proclaimers of it. And then I think that begins to show as we hold it forth before the people.
We may have some pastors tonight who want to call and talk to you about that very thing, or those in the pew who want to talk to you about that very thing. 312-329-4460 is our phone number. We start Open Line tonight with John Kitchen, the author of Embracing Authority. We'll introduce John and his church a bit further to you later. But this is Open Line, and time for you to call. 312-329-4460.